The Food and Drugs Authority has given to Binko Pharmaceutical Company Limited a 6-day ultimatum to export the unregistered medicines back to their countries of origin. The authority has warned that it will destroy the medicines if Tobinko fails to comply with the directive. The head of post-market surveillance of the Drug Enforcement Unit of the FDA, Saka Collison, told George Asikri that the authority will not allow any company to bring in medicines that could compromise the health of Ghanaians.
The unauthorized medicine, in other words, the unregistered medicines that are being imported into the country, that is 23 containers that we've impounded at the port, they have to re-export it back to where they are coming from. Initially, you know, when the discussions was going on, the Food and Drugs Authority was of the opinion that if certain sections of the Public Health Act are being violated, which has to do with the fact that products are supposed to be registered before they are imported into the country, the best decision and the best authority is to dispose of those products, which we started some months back when this issue of unregistered medicines by Tobinko started. And they decided to go to court to stop us from carrying out our mandate. And there have been a lot of back and forth with regards to that issue. And in other quarters, if you remember when the discussions were going on, it clear that they are requesting that if the medicines are not supposed to be offered for sale on the market, then the regulator should allow them to re-export back those products back. I think they have in mind of certain actions and decisions that the regulator took somewhere in January 2007, May 2008, and August 2008, which has to do with the same company where they were asked to re-export certain products they brought into the country which were unauthorized. So because they have that information, they think that possibility is also there. And as we speak, the FDA has granted them that courtesy that they should re-export these products back into where they export them from, and they have up to 10th of December 2013 to do that. We've copied the necessary institutions that are supposed to be aware of it. The reason why the FDA was contemplating whether to accept that decision or not is the fact that when we ask companies to re-export the products, there is a possibility that these products will find their way into nearby countries, and then at the end of the day, it will be smuggled back onto the Ghanaian market. And that also calls for us intensifying our post-market surveillance activity. We have to ensure that once we supervise the re-exportation of the products, then we also have to be on the lookout that these products are not diverted to the nearby countries and then smuggled onto the Ghanaian market, which that is why we've notified all the necessary security agencies for them to be aware of said decision that the regulator has taken.
Right, you said on the 10th of December. What happens if Tobinko is unable for whatever reason to re-export these drugs?
Yeah, then we don't have any option than to dispose of the products because they are unauthorized medicines. They are not supposed to be on the Ghanaian market.
Chances are that some of these drugs might have found themselves or their way to other places, especially the remote areas. How is the FDA going to ensure that if indeed that has been done, they are not sold to unsuspecting clients?
The FDA, if you are aware, the FDA, some people keep on saying that the FDA is targeting Tobinko or what have you, but if you are aware, the FDA has gone ahead to punish companies that have flouted those directives that have been given by the FDA.
Mr. Collison said the FDA has alerted all its branches in the regions to be on the lookout to ensure that fake drugs are not sold to unsuspecting clients. He said three other companies also brought in fake drugs this year, but they complied with the FDA's directive and destroyed the medicines and paid the necessary sanctions. Tobinko, he said, refused to admit its fault, a situation that has led to the current impasse.
I think this issue of naming and shaming that the FDA adopted, that most pharmaceutical companies find it unfriendly, is the fact that when somebody commits a crime, what it has to do with pharmaceutical crime, like you said, these are medicines that when it goes into the system will affect the individual. Then people have to appreciate the fact that when the regulator issued a press release to create awareness, is the fact that we are mandated by law to protect public health and safety. Within this year alone, you heard of Lymans, you heard of Saku, Ocean Chemis, and what have you. But it is because those people admitted that they've committed the offense, and whatever actions that now the FDA or sanctions the FDA impose on them, they comply with it. Osons never, if you care to know, Osons never rebutted the FDA on the offenses that he has committed. Yes, he admitted indeed, I have done one or two wrongs and I'm prepared to dance to the tune. FDA imposing the sanctions, those products were disposed of. He has his freedom and he's doing his work. But it is when one or two people feel that, look, they can also use other machinery to manipulate the system to justify the actions and inactions. Like, oh, this is just a product that mistakenly on my part, I don't know the products are unregistered. And when we talk of unregistered products, it means products that the regulator cannot guarantee the safety, the efficacy, and quality of those products. Ghanaians need to know that when it comes to registration, it's not paying fees alone. Okay. It is during the registration process where the regulator will actually ascertain the quality, the efficacy, and safety of that product. In terms of evaluation of documentation, performing laboratory analysis on the product, to actually know that the product meets the standard before they were cleared by the manufacturing company. Doesn't do this, and then you want to play to the tune that it's just that I have not registered the product. Then they play in the minds of Ghanaians that is because the regulator want them to pay money and they haven't done that. That is why we are doing this. But and that is not the issue at all.
That was head of post-market surveillance of the Drugs Enforcement Unit of the FDA, Saka Collison, in that interview with George Assi.